Imagine if you could hike, mountain bike, or backcountry ski from one end of Vermont to the other and stay in heated cabins along the trail. Well, that's the vision of the Vermont Huts Association, a nonprofit that wants to make the outdoors more accessible. VPR's Nina Keck has the story.
There it is. That's our first hut.
R.J. Thompson, executive director of the Vermont Huts Association, is pointing to a 660-square-foot wood cabin stained a striking red.
Wow, that color's really distinctive.
Yeah, I think it's going to look really incredible during foliage season.
When he gave me a tour last month, students at Yestermorrow Design and Build School in Waitsfield were putting the finishing touches on the compact cabin that'll sleep up to 10 people.
That's going to be the bunk room back there, so you can see they've started doing the drywall in there. They'll be painting it, I think, later this afternoon. Over here to your left is the actual entryway, and so there'll be a little mud room there with a gear room and some racks for some gear.
Instructor Jesse Cooper says local materials and energy efficiency were key parts of the design.
Then we visited the site several times and looked at what was around there and tried to understand everything about backcountry skiers and mountain bikers and what would be an exciting thing for them to walk into.
Basics like comfortable mattresses, a propane stove, and cooktop were obvious, but he says they also wanted some fun surprises, like a corner reading nook that can be converted for sleeping.
We thought a lot about the views out the windows, looking down onto these beautiful expanses of stream, about locating decks, how they discover the building, and how the building helps them discover the surrounding environment.
This first hut, which is now finished, cost about $60,000, paid for with a mix of grants, private donations, and membership fees, which range from $35 for an individual to $65 for a family. Thompson says so far they have 176 paid members. The Green Mountain National Forest still has to sign off on the new hut's final location, but District Ranger Chris Matrick says the proposed Chittenden Brook Campground between Rochester and Chittenden is ideal because there's already a campsite there and it's linked to lots of hiking and backcountry ski trails.
We want to be strategic about where any proposals are put forward or any structure goes into place, so that it's not, you know, creating a new recreation area where we have not desired one to be.
Vermont Huts Association already promotes several other cabins in the state, in the Northeast Kingdom, Bolton Valley, and Merck Forest in Rupert, for example. But R.J. Thompson says their goal is to create a network, so they're focusing their initial expansion between Killington and Stowe. He says they've identified about a dozen prospective sites, all of which would have to go through an extensive approval process.
We came together a little over a year ago with the Green Mountain Club, Catamount Trail Association, Vermont Mountain Bike Association, and then we also, of course, brought in our friends from Forest Parks and Rec and the Green Mountain National Forest to really kind of get our hands on what a hut-to-hut network in Vermont could look like and conceptually begin to visualize on maps where we might place these huts based on the existing trail networks that we already have, while also considering the potential for expanded trail networks.
So here's where the long trail crosses Hadley Lane. The Ralston shelter's probably about a quarter mile south of here.
Earlier this month, a small group of backcountry enthusiasts, including Kate Warner of the Trust for Public Land, skied up to what many had hoped would become the jewel of the Vermont Huts network, a remote three-bedroom, two-bathroom log home with stunning views of the Chittenden Reservoir.
Oh, wow. That thing looks like it burned really hot.
On January 16th, the house burned to the ground in a fire that police say was deliberately set.
Look at that chimney.
Not I imagined at all. It's so sad.
The Trust for Public Land bought the house and the 2,700 acres of land it sits on in December. Their plan was to open the land up to the public and allow the Vermont Huts Association to add the cabin to its growing network. Warner says the land will still be open to the public, but as she walked through the charred remains, she said the fire has forced them to rethink whether or not to rebuild.
I mean, depending on what the motive of the arsonist was, I don't want us to put a lot of time and effort and money into rebuilding and it get burned down again, but I don't also want the arsonist to win.
R.J. Thompson says that while the fire was a setback, it's not going to derail their efforts, and he's optimistic they'll be able to work out a deal with the National Forest. Jessica Savage hopes so. She works with the Vermont Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation and says an interconnected network of huts could really set Vermont apart from other states.
You know, we already have world-class mountain biking, but the concept that you'd be able to go long distance on primarily single-track mountain bike trails and then be able to stay in a hut where there are pots and pans, there's a stove to cook on, there's heat there, it would be really unique and really cool and definitely a big draw for visitors to Vermont.
Visitors who she says would likely spend a lot of money in the small towns and villages nearby. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.